Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp, all made safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style, and a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
Live from Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 sponsored by our friends at NEBCO, now hiring at Ready Mixed Concrete. Check out their job openings at NEBCOinc.com. We're now joined on the phone by Husker Online, Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. We've been trying for a couple days now on the show, trying to understand the bracket of the Big Ten baseball tournament. Nebraska fortunately wins last night 5-4, so their game against Oregon means something on Friday. But if they lost, they'd be playing with no chance at advancing. We don't understand the concept, Sean. Do you understand anything with the pool play and why it's like this in Omaha?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I think they want everybody to get two games in, so you're not just there one game and out of there. But the other thing is I think they really want to protect those top four seeds. Now, the SEC does it different in that sense where they play a couple of these single elimination rounds where, like, I was listening to Tim Corbin yesterday talking about for the top teams, they only would have to play three games. So Vanderbilt is set up where, you know, it's a normal weekend for them because they were rewarded for that. They don't have to play, you know, a fourth, fifth, sixth game. And I think that was kind of how this all started. Like, yeah, we like the conference tournament. We like giving an auto bid in our league, but nobody likes their teams having to play six games in a shortened period of time because of what it does to, you know, your pitching and your team as you advance into the regional rounds. I'll be interested, though, if they revisit this and maybe try to do something more like what the SEC does. I think this format, though, does give the BTN what it wants. It gives it inventory every day that's locked in. And the inventory is three games a day on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then two games on Saturday and one on Sunday. So I think that's the other part of it here is the television element. BTN can get their perfectly little puzzled schedule of they know who's playing, when they're playing, and it's three games per day. And let's, again, everything in college sports, what's it about, guys? The money. Mm-hmm. And the BTN probably had a voice in, you know, how this is set up, too.
Sean, you just sort of answered you solved the puzzle that was in my brain. Why do they have this format? It's probably mostly a TV discussion.
Yeah, managing the TV lineup when it was the old format was a nightmare. I mean, we've talked about this. There'd be games that would start at like 1 in the morning.
Right. And then what do you do with that game? What do you do? Do you have it on TV. They would have it on TV, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in the crews of the TV would have to work, obviously. So I think there's part of that, too. I think they learned long ago, playing four games in a day in Omaha, it can be done, but it's probably not advised.
No, because of, yeah.
postseason baseball, weather delays. It's a lot to squeeze in a true double elimination tournament with four games per day. And, you know, the Big 12 did it for years. And it worked for them. But I think they started earlier. I want to say the Big 12 would start their first games at 9 in the morning, and the Big 10 was like a 10 a.m. start.
Well, and then there's just the vagaries of baseball, where you could have a game that lasts 2 hours and 15 minutes, or you could have a game that lasts 4 hours and 15 minutes.
Right. So you see that. Even the pitching clock has helped baseball overall. But, yeah, these do-or-die games. And, look, Nebraska played the Big Ten Pitcher of the Year. And, you know, they had just an unbelievable mountain to climb yesterday. Michigan State was the 12th seed, but they literally threw a first-rounder against Nebraska. And give Global team credit, they battled and won a game against arguably the best pitcher in the Big Ten.
It was a good win. They caught a big break when the right fielder dropped that ball in the final out. But that was – anyway, Jordy Ball, Sean, Jordy Ball, shifting gears to Nebraska softball. Can you think of a athlete of recent vintage who's had the sort of impact that Jordy Ball has had on the Nebraska softball team, any sport?
Well, I think, you know, you got Amir Abdullah, Rex Burkhead, and Dominican Sue. I mean, there's a very small list on football in recent years that you can go with. I mean, Keisei Tominaga, to a lesser extent in basketball, I think he captivated his fan base.
Alex Gordon,
Jabba Chamberlain. But it's a very short list of athletes. I mean, in volleyball, John Cooks had so many. But they were so good around the board that they didn't ever have to rely on just one superstar. But Jordan Larson would be that one, I would think, for John Cook, who's now one of the greatest Olympian volleyball players in U.S. history.
I mean, she came to bat 12 times in the regional and didn't get out. Four home runs, 7 walks, and a single, Jordy Ball. You don't see stuff like that ever for Nebraska.
No, just remarkable. And, you know, everybody knows they're trying to pitch around her, and she still hit home runs. It's unbelievable. And Tennessee, you wonder if they'll pitch to her this weekend. If the bases are empty, will they just walk her and avoid letting her hit a home run?
Joined by Sean Callahan. Sean, Urban Meyer said this week that the Big Ten's top-level teams have surpassed the SEC. Now, again, they've won the last two titles, so it's easy to say that. But would you say that right now, that the Big Ten's top-level teams have surpassed the SEC's top-level teams?
I think you can make a case that the top three or four of the Big Ten right now, not a 10-year sample size, but the last 2 years have been better, especially now in SEC without Nick Saban. An SEC that's having to deal with the transfer portal, having to deal with NIL, where more teams have money to buy these good players. Where in the previous format of college football, the SEC could stash a lot of players on these rosters, and they just had mountains of depth, and they were really tough to beat. But I think college football NIL has created more parity and put some of these better players around the country. But, you know, I think when you do like an overall top 10, the SEC's definitely are probably still the better league. But I think the top four right now, especially when you look at the playoffs and then how games have played out the last couple of years, and even South Carolina losing to Illinois, and USC beat A&M in their bowl game this last year, and Michigan beat Alabama in their bowl game last 2 years in a row. There's a lot there that you know, Ohio State beat Texas. There's a lot of things there that, yeah, you know, look good for the Big Ten, but I think the depth still probably overall weighs towards the SEC.
What's going on over at Memorial Stadium right now, Sean? I like that beat writer question. Is what is happening in the Nebraska football program, you know, in late May, entering June?
Well, it's kind of the calm before the storm.
Yes,
the players are off campus. In fact, I was on camp. I was over at my daughter's practice yesterday, so I went on a walk, and I walked through campus. It's dead. I mean, campus in general right now is a ghost town, because that's the time of year it is. Mm-hmm. You know, because in a week or two, everybody will be back on campus at the start of June. They'll have 30 official visitors coming in over three weekends. They'll have OTA practices that are 3 days a week, lifting and running sessions, and then camps. So it really ramps up right after Memorial Day when these camps begin for Nebraska along with the visitors. And then the coaches get a little bit of a break in July. And that's one thing Matt Rhule does. He makes sure those coaches get 2 to 3 weeks to kind of just get away from it. But he wants the players then to take ownership of July and kind of make it their team. And then when the coaches come back in later July, it's back to business.
I don't know about you, Sean, but people continue to ask me about the punter. And somebody yesterday did say, listen, Sipple, that is the key for Mike Eckler, is this punter that's coming in. So we're expecting a punter to come in June 1. Is that right?
Yeah, when they start classes, and I don't know how they'll announce it. I'm sure Huskers.com will kind of do an announcement of him being signed.
You think so?
And a part. Well, once he's signed, yeah. Once he goes through like an organized workout and a class, he's locked in.
Okay.
You can't, you know, but now he's still a free agent. Even though he might be, you know, committed and signed up to go to classes. But yeah, I don't think they want any chance of somebody just trying to get to this kid late. So they've kept it under wraps. And I'm sure there's been a lot of Googling going on trying to figure out who this guy might be. But I don't know, and I know you don't know, and we know a lot of people over there. I mean, it's been kept pretty sealed on who this punter is from Australia to bring it in.
Yeah, we just know that it's a punter from Australia who will come in as a freshman, and he will be able to punt with his left foot or his right foot, right?
Yep, and more than likely he's tied to the organization Pro Kick Australia, which is you know, in the United States, we have the Coles Kicking and Jamie Cole and that group. Well, Australia has Pro Kick Australia, and you know, that's where Daniel Cherney came out of years ago when they brought him in before he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Played in 5 games for Nebraska, but Pro Kick Australia is where these guys come, and I'm sure Coach Bush has a great familiarity with Pro Kick and their history of bringing punters into the States.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/FMH or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/FMH.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
joined by Sean Callahan. Sean, saw a list the other day from Joel Klatt, the Fox Sports broadcaster, doing his top 10 quarterbacks in the country. He had Luke Altmyer of Illinois number 9. I'm curious, good quarterback. We saw him in Lincoln last year beat Nebraska in overtime. But if you're looking at like Dylan Raiola, how far is he away from Luke Altmyer
level? Good question.
For that type of level.
Well, I think, you know, Sip broke this down. What was Raiola, Sip, over those final, what, six,
final
seven
eight
games?
So the final eight games is the problem for Dylan. He had 4 touchdown passes and 9 picks over the final 8.
That doesn't get you in a lot of top 10.
No.
If you're just being objective, you know, if you're trying to just look at recruiting rankings and potential, maybe yes. But yeah, 4-9, 4 touchdowns, 9 picks over 8 games. In the money games, these aren't Houston Christian and UTEP. I mean, those final 8 games are the money games where you play good teams and good defenses and you deal with some weather. Luke Altmyer, on the flip side, had a great year. I mean, beat a great South Carolina team that was a borderline playoff team, and Altmyer was a highly touted recruit. Mm-hmm. So it's not like he was just some coached up 3-star. I mean, Altmyer went to Ole Miss. Was a top 100, the Lane Kiffin quarterback guy, and you know has lived up to the billing for Brett Bielema now in Champaign for what people thought he was going to be maybe for Ole Miss when he first signed there. So Ryle was right there, but yeah, he's got to prove it, especially in the games that matter in the Big Ten Conference.
You know what Altmyer was not last year in 2023 though, Sean. You know what his touchdown interception ratio was? It was 13-10. So. I mean, what Altmyer has is a built-in advantage, and this will be his third year as a starter. When Dylan's in his third year as a starter, it's going to look a lot different. It'll look better than Altmyer.
Altmyer also had better receivers in Nebraska last year.
Oh, yeah, I mean, much better.
I mean, that was one thing going into that Illinois game. I don't think people realized. I mean, Tommy Hill still never recovered from that game.
Pat Bryant got him, didn't he?
Yeah.
Pat Bryant got him.
Illinois receivers, I mean, they came out and – You got a text, Sip, from a very well-known defensive mind in college football, and he immediately said these receivers are a problem for Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Pat Bryant was a big problem, and he was a pretty high draft choice, wasn't he, Jake?
I don't know where he went to.
I think he was a third-rounder.
Yeah. Pat Bryant was a problem. But, Sean, I will tell you, Dylan will look much different in year 3. Much different.
No doubt, and the receivers are going to be, I think, an upgrade. You still wonder, though, can the ground game around Dylan support him enough to give the offense the balance, or can they create kind of a makeshift ground game as well with short passing? And I think that's probably more plausible that you're going to get a lot of those shorter pass plays. But the blocking's got to be there. And as we know, the blocking last year on the perimeter was a big issue. And, you know, that Dana Holgorsen, I know, has addressed that or done his best to address that. So we'll see if the blocking can improve to make a lot of these things work. Especially behind the line of scrimmage.
Here's a question you can't answer. But is there a chance? No, is there? I mean, just rhetorical. Chance they put Mosey in the backfield a little bit, Isaiah Mosey, who played running back in high school a little bit.
Sure. I mean, I think you could see a lot of these guys be involved in the Jets. I mean, Ja'Cory Barney, we know, can do it. But yeah, Mosey could line up theoretically in an all purpose type role.
Yes.
A lot of it depends on Emmett, though. Like, how full can Emmett's plate get this year? I mean, they are all in on him, but how full can they get that plate for him without overdoing it and you know, wearing him down? Because that's still my concern. Emmett Johnson has never had to be an 18 carry a game back.
Uh-huh.
He's been a pretty decent 10-12 carry guy, but man, you size up to that level, that's a lot of sore Sunday, Monday mornings. And how will Emmett Johnson handle that this year will probably be one of the bigger things to watch as far as the running game. And can they get anything from the other guys, whether it's Ives or anybody? They need to get something from somebody else. And yeah, ideally, the Akron and Houston Christian games will allow them to develop some other backs and play more guys without being as stressed. But that opener, you can't really screw around at Cincinnati and try to rotate
a bunch
of guys in. I mean, that's going to be a tough opener, as we know, in Arrowhead Stadium.
Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Husker line, Sean Callahan. So, something about that punter you were discussing. I'm curious for Bill. How many punters legitimately can punt with both legs and be effective?
I don't know what a number is. I've seen, you know, I've had to defend him before, and it's a lot of work. And so, like I said, there's two things when they come over from Australia. is that it still is a different game. And the way it's set up and what's going on, it's still a different game. And so you have to be able, like I said, they'll most likely probably be a little growing pains if someone come over as a true freshman to all 100. Of a sudden be punting in the Big Ten.
They got to learn football.
and going both ways, punting both ways. I mean, if they're legitimately can go both directions that and also punt at a very high level, that skill set is very – think about the difficulty of that. Just think of how high that skill set is to be able to roll one way and punt with that foot, then roll the other way if you're non-dominant and punt with that one. A lot of people are they'll roll one direction, but they can cross kick, which means they can go down this sideline, middle, this side. They have the ability to do all those different kicks to keep the ball away from people. So it's a high skill set. I'm sure they have it researched really well. Mm-hmm. But again, you just stop and put it all together in your head. I know myself, being in that spot, I'd be very concerned as a coach. To be like, okay, we have someone coming in that's never played college football. And he's never played college football
before.
They
have to understand, try to understand. So, now, my understanding was Cherney didn't really understand football.
That I know Daniel. He was there when I was there that one year when I was as an analyst, but never, right. didn't know as much about him like that. Then he got injured. And so the part he didn't know about football, I'm not as much aware of. Pretty I sure. guess what he had to be able to do, but I do know this. Daniel, it was a rough deal for him because I think he could have been a really good punter. He got injured, and there's just sometimes things that you just go through the series. I'm sure if he wrote down his storyline, it'd be like, oh wow, that's a lot. And so there's those things that happen to him like that. So I hope Daniel's doing great.
Yeah, but. It's a huge, huge piece of the puzzle coming in. I mean, it's gigantic. That and then plus, now, I don't know, you could push back on this, but I think it's gigantic that they're going to rugby style. I don't think I've ever seen rugby style in Nebraska. Yeah, not for a sustained.
Not a style.
Not sustained.
You've seen several rugby punts before.
I've seen rugby punts, but not as a scheme.
Sustained. Yeah, there's something different. Not
as a scheme.
You'll see a more spread out.
See what I'm saying? Yeah,
spread out group. Except if you want to watch someone just say, okay, who would I study? There are several teams. Well, obviously Tennessee did it with Coach Eckler.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go back and just watch Rutgers. Rutgers was a rugby style team. So
it's going to look different when they punt this year. It's going to
be a different look. But like I said, is it a great scheme? I think it's an incredible scheme. There's a lot of things to it that I really like about it. And again, it's like anything else. If you have a really good like last year, Brian Buscini punted the ball very well. The reason his stats were so bad is because they kept getting blocked. So that really so what that does to your net is just remarkable of what happens with like that. But Brian could do, we called it rodeo, which was a slight rugby kick. It was very good at it. Mm-hmm. But where he was really good was back there, being a punter.
Yeah.
That's where he was really good. So when you have that, or you recruit to it, just like they did now, they recruited to the position. So, very intelligent move by Nebraska.
They had a pocket punter, and they had to wave him off. Jack McAllister was his name. Off he goes.
Wonder what home, did he end up anywhere?
Yes, Purdue.
Purdue.
Yeah, McAllister ended up at Purdue.
Right. When we come back, an update at North Carolina, some trademark gate.
Trademark gate?
Yeah. Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick. More on that next at Early Break in the Ticket.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.